This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A long time ago, before I had a job or an agent or the prospect of either one, I went to see a movie. I got there early, bought a ticket, and wandered around the area looking into stores to kill time. I was a film student back then, and this was in the middle of the workday for people with jobs and agents, and I saw this really cool leather jacket in a store that, despite being $400, which was about $400 more than I had at the time, I instantly purchased. On credit, of course, because, well, I was young and was certain that my situation 28 days in the future was going to be so very different and so very prosperous that if you thought about it correctly, I'd be a fool not to buy a leather jacket that I didn't need and couldn't afford and looked cool in. Something is about to happen to me, I told myself, and that something is going to be great. Buy the jacket. Take the chance. Trust that something is going to happen. I remember sitting in the movie theater wearing that jacket. I remember the smell of the leather. I can't remember the movie. And never once thinking, what happens in 28 days if nothing happens? What happens if next month is like this month? I go to writing classes. I work on my screenplays. I stare out into the middle distance. I go to movies during the day. But what happened was, I did get an agent, and a few weeks after that, I got a job, and when the bill came for the jacket, I had enough to pay it off. So the moral of the story is, in Hollywood anyway, if you want something great to happen, first you have to make sure you're overextended and spend yourself almost broke and your back is against the wall. Actually, that's a terrible moral. That's not the moral at all. The moral is, you don't need that jacket. What you need is to stop going to the movies in the daytime and then sit in front of whatever device you use to do your work, a computer, a pen, whatever, and just do it. The jacket, which later in your career can become an expensive car or one of those enormous watches people seem to love, well, that's just a way of giving your leverage away. My friend Harry Shearer, for instance, well known to listeners at KCRW and around the world for his polymathic talents on the radio, on film, and print, and on television, surprised a lot of people when he decided after 26 years of performing many of the voices on The Simpsons to call it a day. Now, whatever his reasons, here's the lesson. He made a choice because he could. Because after a long career in show business, he knows that the only power any of us has is the power to say, no, I'm done. Now, Harry's got other projects he wants to do, other places to apply his talents. He made a choice because he's in a position to make a choice. And he's in a position to make a choice because no one owns him. And you can't do that if you owe $400 for a leather jacket that you don't really need. No, okay, I'm talking metaphorically here. We all have financial obligations, kids, mortgages, that sort of thing. But in the entertainment business, which is increasingly moving away from its old model of a tight community of six or seven major buyers in each sector to an atomized, global, sprawling jungle where a lot of us, not just writers, will be working on several projects a year for a lot of different media outfits, it's more important than ever to preserve the most important leverage of all, which is the ability to say no to a project. And the only way to do that is to put the leather jacket back on the rack, get back in the Subaru, drive home, and start writing. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll break a taboo. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.